This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. After years of battling mental illness, Dallas County District Attorney Susan Hawk resigned today. In a letter to Texas Governor Greg Abbott, she said her health needed her undivided attention. Here's a look back, starting with her historic 2014 election. On election night, November 2014, an elated Susan Hawk thanked her supporters for helping her squeak by two-term incumbent Craig Watkins. She became the first Republican to win countywide in Dallas in a decade.
It is such an honor to be the first woman district attorney. We are going to be the best district attorney's office the nation's ever seen.
Within a few months, Hawk hired, then abruptly fired some attorneys she'd appointed. That raised questions about her ability to manage the office. Hawk dismissed the concerns. Then, about half a year after taking office, she went absent from the job. Spokesperson Mary Woodleaf, who helped run Hawk's campaign, offered cryptic comments that Hawk later explained to KERA.
When I left at the end of July, it was a life or death situation for me. My good friend, Mary Woodleaf, is the person that I reached out to, and she was put in a really tough position. She didn't know what to do. She can't release my medical information. Do we wish it was handled differently? Absolutely, but it was a crisis situation at that time.
Hawk checked in to Houston's Menninger Clinic to be treated for depression. She returned in October 2015, invigorated and energized.
I promise you, I love this job so much. I care about this. The courthouse, the criminal justice system, I've dedicated my entire adult life to it. And if there was a second or a moment that I felt like I was not capable of doing this job, I would step down.
During her absences, her top assistant, Messina Madsen, ran the office. When Hawk was there, she secured more than $2 million for the sexual assault and family violence units. She formed a special response team to go after repeat criminals and beefed up the conviction integrity unit launched by her predecessor. It led to an exoneration. At an SMU appearance, she offered advice to law students.
You have your instincts. Trust your gut. Trust your gut. It never steers you wrong. It's probably the best advice I can give.
Despite another series of hospitalizations, Hawk hung on to the job. A legal effort to oust her, citing her absences and mental illness, failed.
There's such a stigma that's still attached to mental illness. If I had cancer, would she say the same thing? If I had diabetes, if I had been diagnosed with MS, but I was capable of working, would the same thing be said? And I think that is just, it's unfortunate.
Here's what Hawk told KERA last fall when asked if she'd do it all again.
I wouldn't change anything. As far as the only thing I regret is anyone feeling like that they were misled or lied to. That's what I would change. But running for district attorney, I was extremely successful as a judge and as a prosecutor. So I know what I'm capable of doing. And if I didn't think I could do it, I would step down.
Hawk did not grant interviews with her written announcement or say what she'll do next or why now. However, by resigning a week after the November election filing deadline, Abbott, not the voters, gets to name Hawk's replacement. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.